This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the atmosphere like for this opener of the Wild Card Series?
Amy, it was incredible. I mean, we broke a sellout record this year once again, but this atmosphere, I mean, just during starting lineups, it was absolutely bonkers. And in kind of fitting fashion, Fernando Tatis Jr. comes up in the first inning, and, you know, he missed out on the playoffs in 22. He didn't get a chance to participate. And so this was his first time playing in the playoff setting in front of a crowd. I think the last time he played in the playoffs was 20, and there was cardboard boxes in the stands. So, fitting fashion, he got the first pitch and crushed it, and the Padres really never looked back from that point on.
Michael King was terrific, as was his catcher, Kyle Higashioka. I heard you and Jesse Agler raving about the two of them. How did they command this game?
For as important as Kyle is to the situation, obviously, putting the fingers down, Michael King was really the one steering the ship today. Numerous times I saw him calling the pitch, you know, going to that pitch com, making the call on his own. And he just got better as the game went on. I'm sure in his first, like, big-time start in the playoffs, nerves were probably rolling. And you could tell no sign of that. He settled in really nicely after the first and just really dominated that Braves lineup that they didn't have an answer for him.
This team has the best record in baseball since the All-Star break. This team looks a lot more like what we saw 2 years ago in the postseason. What happened that powered the surge?
Honestly, I don't know that anything happened. You know, the Padres had set on a long-term plan of a certain approach they wanted to have offensively. And, you know, when you're putting together an approach as a team approach, it can take some time for it to settle in and kind of understand everybody's role in it and how that's going to look. And I just think by the time the break came, you know, Manny had started to get hot. Xander Bogaerts had come off the IL. He was starting to swing the bat well. And I just think it all kind of came together at the perfect time. Mike Schilt has really been the one pushing the idea that when the Padres were teetering in the first half of at 500, above 500, just below, he really had the approach that this was going to continue to get better. And that's exactly what happened. From every aspect of the game of baseball, they got better. And I think it just all came together at the right time.
We're excited to have former big leaguer and Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with us, fresh off the broadcast on the Padres radio network as they take game one over the visiting Braves in this wild card series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's kind of a weird aberration now in between the 22 and 24 seasons. Any theories as to what went wrong?
Large part of that team is still here. And I think you talk to the guys, it just got to a point where the expectation was so high going into the season. After getting to an NLCS a year before, I think these guys tried to start pressing. It became trying to hit the four-run homer with no one on every at-bat per purpose. And it's hard to win baseball games like that. And the experience of that led to this ball club really being open to a new direction. And here comes hitting coach Victor Rodriguez. Here comes new manager Mike Shildt. And they just bought in from day one. They wanted to have a Petco Park approach, as they call it, which, you know, in this ballpark here, the ball's tough to get out of the ballpark. So a lot more on the line drive, kind of swing in the middle of the field. And as I said, as the year went along, they got better at it. And I think that's really the difference. You know, they had good pitching last year. They had a good bullpen last year. They just couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. They couldn't do some of the little things like move guys and bring them in from third, less than two. They struggled at that immensely. And this team here in 24 has not. They've been the exact opposite.
There's always a debate that goes on about how much experience matters. You played the game. How does it help?
It definitely helps. I mean, listen, I'm sure Michael King, in his first big start in postseason, had a lot of the same nerves he had as his first pitch in the big league. The more you're in it, the easier it is to start to control that. And, you know, he did a great job, as I said. But the guys who are experienced, there's probably less nerves. They know what to expect from the crowd, and they understand the focus that turns up a couple dials from the regular season to the postseason. And that's across the board, everybody. Even some of the rookies who are getting their first opportunity, there's just a different focus in playoff baseball that there isn't in regular season.
Fernando Tatis hits a huge home run, first pitch that he sees. How have you seen Tatis grow and mature over the last couple seasons?
He's matured immensely. You go through what he went through. You know, he broke his wrist. You know, he had to miss out. Then he tests positive. He misses a full year, you know, for a lot of us, whether it's injury or whether it's, you know, the things he went through. When the game is stripped from you, you realize how important it is to you. And in that process, he's become, you know, he's grown from a young man to a man. And I think it shows in the way he kind of carries himself on the field and off the field. And he's a joy to have around. And it's just nice to see somebody, you know, really take their growth seriously. And I think it's fun to see him have some success because of it.
What makes the Atlanta Braves dangerous?
I think when they're healthy, you know, they're one of the best teams in the league, in all of the National League, for certainly. But that's not the case here. You know, they're missing Ronald. Ozzie Albies is only hitting right-handed. So that tells you he's probably got something that's still bothering him. They're missing a bunch of pitching. And that doesn't mean this team can't turn the series around and bring it in their favor, because obviously, despite all of those injuries, here they are, you know, playing in the postseason. So they're a plenty dangerous team, and the Padres certainly won't, you know, overlook them. They'll come out and try to put it away tomorrow. But, you know, when you got guys like Marcell Ozuna and even if only right-handed Albies and Matt Olson, these guys can, if they can score, that's going to be their ticket to extending this series. If those guys can't be the ones carrying the load, or if this team can't score offensively, it's just going to be trouble, because they are behind the eight ball.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us after hours with Amy Lawrence, and all of our insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Love to watch the NL West race this year, because it really was a three-team battle. But how much does it matter that the Padres see the Dodgers on a regular basis and aren't intimidated by them like so many other teams are?
I think that's an advantage for the Padres. They, for the first time in many, many years, the Padres won the regular season series. And I think throughout all of the years where they were getting beat by the Dodgers, I think once they took them out in that 2022 playoff series, you've kind of seen the tide change a little bit. There is no fear of that ball club. Even though they respect the Dodgers immensely, because they've been division winners for over a decade.
Right.
And so there's a tremendous amount of respect that comes with it. However, I think the Padres have shown this year really that they don't fear them. And they know, even on paper, they match up as well with them as they do anybody in this league.
What's your reaction to what Ohtani did this season?
He's amazing. I mean, this is the guy who's right underneath Bonds, in my opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Terms of the type of season he had. That's really the only other guy I've seen do it at an even higher level. To see him come off the Tommy John into an environment that is a lot different than Anaheim. I mean, let's be honest, you know, nobody was checking for the Angel. You move into probably a much bigger stage, much brighter light, and to put on your best season that you've ever had, I just think it was remarkable. It was fun to watch, even though he was on the other team. This is a guy, if you love baseball, it's impossible not to enjoy watching him step to the plate on an everyday basis. I was telling my partner, Jeff Diagra, I was like, I don't know that I've seen a major league player this year get off his ace swing as much as you see Ohtani. And that's a really hard thing to do, especially with the kind of stuff that these guys are seeing, the type of velocity. He gets off his A swing almost every time, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, as you point out, if you love baseball, you love to watch him hit and soon pitch again. Ohtani needs to be on the playoff stage the way that Mike Trout does, and we haven't seen him in a decade.
It's good for baseball. Ideally, you have your very best in the playoffs every single year. That's what makes the NBA the NBA. That's what makes the NFL is, if you get the superstars into this time of year where all eyes are on them, it really boosts your game. And so, you know, for the first time in his career, we're going to actually get the chance to see Ohtani in games that matter, you know, more than anything. And I think that's ultimately a win for baseball. It's certainly a win for the Dodgers. you know, I think their team has some warts too. And even though they got the bye, they're going to have their hands full trying to piece this thing together with the kind of, you know, really the lack of pitching that they really have had
right.
in a long, long time.
Well, I'm glad you brought up pitching. I was going there next. How does the Padres rotation and the bullpen, too, stack up against what else we see in the NL playoffs?
I think it's the very best in all of baseball. I don't think it really matters whether we're talking National League or American League. I think this series in particular, right, you got a guy like Yu Darvish in your bullpen. You got a guy like Michael King taking game one over the likes of a Joe Musgrove and a Dylan Cease, who's thrown a no-hitter this year. And so I think that in the starting rotation kind of speaks volumes. And then, you know, the moves that A.J. Preller made at the break, you know, bringing in a Jason Adam, bringing in a Tanner Scott to kind of solidify that back end. You have a young rookie in Jeremiah Estrada who is one of the better back-end arms. He's not even pitching in those situations necessarily. So the Padres have a ton of depth. And, you know, come this time of year where sometimes you got to get into that pen a little bit earlier than you may want to, they have the depth to be able to pull it off for the length of this tournament.
Former big leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us after hours with Amy Lawrence, fresh off game one for the Padres over the Braves and Fernando Tatis with the huge home run. But the first home run on day one of the playoffs, does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't. You know, I think when we get to this time of year, you know, pitching is the thing. The teams that have had to rely on the long ball, although the Padres relied on it today, they are the ones that sometimes struggle because the pitching gets better. And the opportunity for the big fly isn't there as much. And so if you get it, it's bonus. And, you know, typically those teams win a lot of games if you can get the homer. But you can't be relying on it. And, you know, it shouldn't be too much of a surprise that in the first games of this wild card series, there was, you know, one's probably a little low, but certainly not having a ton of them, I think, is the norm come playoff time.
Tony, we just saw the A's wrap up nearly 60 years in Oakland, a unique relationship there that extends back a long time. You've been in San Diego for forever, it feels like, and your family established there. The Chargers are gone now. How would you describe the relationship between the Padres, this organization, and the fans there in San Diego?
It's interesting because this was always a Charger town first, despite, you know, many people's thoughts. This was always a football town first. So when they left, it created an opening for the Padres. And the Padres were having some of those young guys and starting to spend in free agency right at that time. And so it really was perfect timing. You know, the Chargers leave, there's a big void. Padres have a chance to fill it, but they certainly wouldn't have been able to fill it with, you know, lackluster team.
Right.
And so in comes Toddy, you know, as a young player. They sign Eric Hosmer first. Machado follows. And so all of this starts to build at the right time. And, you know, for a city like San Diego, we had never really spent in free agency like this. So that alone was exciting. And then you start to see the couple years put together and you start to see it, the team starting to come together. And so this relationship right now is as good as it's ever been, you know, since the existence of the San Diego Padres. Maybe the 84 team, maybe the 98 team, but in terms of consistency, this is the best the Padres organization has ever been. And so right now there is an extreme love affair in the city. The city buzzes when this team is playing well and in the playoffs. And as I said earlier, I've done all these games at Petco Park. I have never seen a crowd engage from moment starting lineups happen to the end the way I saw tonight at Petco Park.
I certainly hear from a lot of Padres fans who are all in on this team, as you point out, Tony. If you don't mind, before I let you go, over the last 24 hours, I've heard a lot about Pete Rose. There'll be a lot of talk about his legacy and his impact on the game over the course of October. But again, because you spent so much time in the game, even before you played yourself with your dad, how would you describe his impact on the game of baseball?
I mean, if you let my dad tell it, I mean, there wasn't anybody better. There's so much respect and admiration for Pete Rose as a player because, you know, he's a hit king. And I think we're learning how hard it is to get hits at the major league level and to have over 4,000 of them. For guys who enjoy the art of hitting, Pete Rose was the guy. You know, there are. The thing about baseball that I love, especially hitting, is there's so many different styles growing up. And that's what made the game, you know, so, you know, attractive, you know, back in the day. And I think we've moved away from that a little bit. We kind of got carbon copies everywhere. But Pete Rose was really one of a kind. And he exemplified not only what it was to hit, but, I mean, he's got a moniker named after, you know, Charlie Hustle. That is how people want to see the game play. Now, he got into some trouble because sometimes they thought he was playing too hard and times he shouldn't have been. But that's the kind of love and respect he has in the baseball community, for sure. You know, I think you can have the discussion on, you know, the things that transpired off the field with him. But in terms of what he did on the field and how much he loved the game of baseball, I don't think you can have an argument there.
Tony Gwynn Jr., fresh off that call with Jesse Agler, Padres Radio Network, of the opener of this wild card series. Big win for the Padres, a former big league outfielder himself, and now with Odyssey as an MLB insider, brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Tony, great to grab your perspective. I appreciate a few minutes. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Amy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.